Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Natanya Devona, who is the co-host of Dinner on Blanc, or I always mess it up. Like, it's Dinner on Blanc, we say it in Philadelphia, but
it should be Dîner en Blanc. But we prefer to go with what Philadelphians say, Dinner on Blanc.
So everybody knows it as Dinner on Blanc. She's the co-host, and this is the seventh year. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. Seven doesn't sound like a milestone year, but it is, right?
It is. It is. We have, you know, last year we were the largest in the United States, so we have a lot to follow up on this year.
Dinner on Blanc takes place in August, but we are talking about your preview party, which is on Tuesday, June 12th. Tell me about what is happening and why do you need a preview party for this big, giant awesome event?
Well, it started out in the very beginning that it was a great way to really explain the concept of the event to everyone. And we recruited volunteers and, you know, we sold different products. Now in its seventh year, it really is a great way to bring people together and have them see a preview of what the catering is and get some ideas for how to decorate. The table decorating contest is always a fun way to get people excited. And we have lots of vendors, fascinators, of course, with the royal wedding. People are particularly excited about fascinators. So we'll have all sorts of vendors.
And it's kind of become like a reunion of sorts.
It is, yes. We have many people who come back year after year.
So it's like, hey, you'll see you at the pop-up.
Right. It kind of kicks off the season, as we call it.
The Dinner on Blanc season. All right. If you've been living under a rock or you're new to Philadelphia, explain what it is.
It's a pop-up dinner party that takes place in a surprise location in Philadelphia. Everyone wears white, brings their tables, chairs, tablecloths, and gathers at a departure point, and they're led to the secret location.
And have you had to deal with the haters this season?
Not yet. We're prepared for anything.
She's really nice, and she answers all the emails personally. So if you send her hate mail, it's going directly to... It's not going to a big crew. It's going to directly to Natanya. She's
yes.
The one that will, and she'll call you up and be like, how can we help
let's
you?
Let's discuss this. Yes.
Let's talk about it. Right. All right. So let's talk about the preview party. You have lots of fun things going on. And the theme this year is?
Yes. In honor of the 30th anniversary of the Paris event that took place earlier in June, we really wanted to celebrate everyone coming together around the world in the 80 cities throughout the world that the event is now held in. So the theme is Passport to Dinner en Blanc.
So that's the theme for the table decorating contest?
Yes, it is. So we have 18 different tables that are being decorated by Philadelphians. They each have a city throughout the world, and we're just really excited to see what they're going to do with it.
Does that theme carry over into the secret location?
In past years, there's been a tie-in, an inadvertent tie-in. Our planning team has come up with the theme not knowing the location.
Oh, really? That wasn't on purpose?
Yes. Last year, it was historic Philadelphia, and we took place at Franklin Square.
Wait, your theme was historic Philadelphia?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't know that Franklin Square?
I knew, but yeah. The planning team didn't. And the year before that, they picked Philadelphia first, and the art museum was the first, and that's where the location happened to be. But so we'll see if it has any connection.
Passport to Dinner en Blanc. There is a passport office in Old City.
Well, we're also very excited. The preview party is taking place on the Mouchaloo. So that really underscores our theme, our travel theme.
And that's also in Old City.
On the water? We'll see.
Okay. All right. The clues
you
are
You never
coming.
Know.
What's on our waterfront? Penn's Landing is on our waterfront.
Never know.
You never know. Everybody, but people love to guess, don't they?
Yes, they do. And we love hearing the ideas because it definitely lets us know where people want to see the event.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's like a way of collecting ideas.
Yes, we have many ideas. Sometimes each year it really matters about construction in the area and other things that are taking place. And so we put off a location to another year for whatever reason. But we always have a running list.
Let's talk logistics. I mean, you need permits for these places.
We do. So even though in theory it's supposed to just pop up, we work very closely with the city. And they've been great to work with from the very beginning.
And they usually keep a secret.
Yes.
Except for that 1 year.
They are very, very good. They're great partners. We're very lucky in Philadelphia.
Okay, so why should people get excited about this preview party on Tuesday, June 12th?
Well, again, because it kicks everything off. You can get to see the new catering options. We're working with Feast Your Eyes again, and they're also mirroring our global theme with a lot of different choices. And then we also have various vendors and chefs taking part in the table decorating contest. We're excited. We have Tova Duplessis from Essen Bakery. She's doing South Africa table. We've got Angie Branca from Satay Kampar. She's doing the Singapore table with a friend of hers who's from Singapore. Elena Brennan from Bus Stop Boutique, she's doing a table. So it's really bringing out
She's doing the England table?
She's not, actually.
She was
already claimed. I know.
What? Okay. Because that, first of all,
that would have been perfect.
Whoever's doing the British table, they must have like a royal wedding theme or something.
It's one of our long volunteers, table leaders from the very beginning, and she's participated in every preview party. So she
gets to pick her.
She got
place.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
But you're right. You're thinking like we did. Elena would have been great for London.
So talk about the food at the preview party, because we are food segment.
Yes. So Feast Your Eyes Catering, they joined us last year and they were an incredible partner. They really just knocked it out of the park and know how to turn around these meals efficiently. And it's just a well-oiled machine and the food is amazing.
That's a great way to like show off, you know, you can eat this if you...
Absolutely.
Order your catering here.
Yes. And about 30% of our participants choose to do the catering because it is on a Thursday night. But the majority of our participants are foodies themselves. So they like to pack their own picnics. So we're going to be rolling out some ideas on the global theme from area chefs if you do want to pack your own.
So the area chefs will come and set up and say, oh, you can do this. You can do a cheese plate. You can make a sandwich.
Not necessarily. Maybe there will be a few at the preview party, but throughout the summer, we're going to reveal some recipes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah.
So you're like all, it really has gone from like a one event to like a season of events.
A season, yes.
Summer season.
Yes. We also have Jill Weber from Jet Wine Bar. She's going to be giving us some suggestions for wine around the world to bring. It is a BYO event. So lots of great suggestions from her. So
that's perfect.
Yeah. She's amazing.
A passport to dinner on Blanc.
Exactly.
And people love to travel. So, hey, what is like the biggest tip you could give to people? Because people say, and I've participated myself. I mean, you're carrying a lot of stuff. Give us like tips to like make it easier.
I definitely only bring what I can carry on my shoulders. I know a lot of people like the hand trucks, but I think just you're prepared for anything when you can carry it on your shoulders. Going through a subway turnstile, going up steps. So that's my tip.
The table, the chair. Well, you did give me a tip 1 year. There's a table in a bag, right?
Yes, that's key. And that can be ordered through Amazon. It's kind of like a camping table, 28 by 28 by 28. And it fits in a roll bag and it's light as can be. And lightweight tables or chairs from IKEA. $9 chairs, super, super lightweight.
What is the most difficult part about organizing the season of Dinner on Blanc?
The season or the event?
Well, the event is like the big, you know, thing, right?
Right. We are so fortunate. My co-host Kaylee and I have a great planning team of 8. And so they really divide and conquer and really tackle the season. For the event, I think it's finding a space that will hold everyone. And
only
also,
you and Kaylee know the space.
Exactly. And it's also finding a space that everyone feels like they can be engaged with throughout the space. Because, you know, for instance, Franklin Square, we had to use a street right next to it. And so really planning the entertainment and the different activities so that everyone feels that they are engaged and can see, you know, something that's happening. And also encouraging everyone to walk around the space. We texted a map of Franklin Square to everyone that evening so they knew everything that there was there, you know, from mini golf to the carousel to face painting and dancers. It was, you know, a lot that we did with the space.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I bet Historic Philadelphia loved that, loved you. I know that they got involved with that.
They were wonderful to work with. Their staff was really incredible.
Yeah. I'm just thinking this has come such a long way in 7 Dinner on Blancs.
Yes.
What's the biggest change that you've seen in 7 years?
Well, for us, another thing that, you know, kind of goes with our theme that we realized last year in particular was a lot of people were traveling to Philadelphia to attend our event. The next day on the Facebook page, it was filled with posts from where everyone had traveled from the United States to attend. So either they're pilgrimaging just because they've heard great things, or they have friends and family here and they've joined. So we really want to highlight the opportunity to sell Philadelphia and all of the great things it has to offer with our event.
All right, your favorite thing about the preview party?
This year, I think it really is the table decorating contest. It's the variety of participants and the theme.
All right. Natanya DeBona is the co-host of Dinner en Blanc, now in its seventh year. And the website is?
Philadelphia.dinneronblanc.com.
With one N.
One N.
All right, Natanya, good luck at the event. Oh, this we have to say, by the way, the preview party is also when they announce the big date.
The big date, yes, the big reveal. And we're also raffling off a spot to the event at the preview party. So you definitely want to make sure to be there.
When does registration open? Oh, that's when you tell people
registration
opens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You tell people the date and you tell them when registration will open.
Yes, we'll announce the phases after. Yep, so it's in July that registration starts.
And then the event is usually in August.
In August, yep.
All right, Natanya, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.